This week we talk retail on the WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. I'm Bill Wheelhouse, joined by the SJR's Tim Landis. We always hear retail politics, but we're going to talk about retail stores in a variety of ways this week. Tim, battling for donuts.
Customers were camping out as of Sunday for a Tuesday opening and try to be the first 100 in line. So that gives you an idea of the kind of hype that comes with these openings. But what we wanted to do is take a look at the donut market overall, if you will. And we already have Mellow Cream, of course, which has been in Springfield for more than 80 years. And Dunkin' Donuts opened a couple of years ago. The supermarkets all sell donuts. Quick and Easy promotes on-site donuts, as does Casey's. So it's been a crowded market, shall we say.
You've researched the donut market, so to speak. Any findings?
We did. We went back and looked at the annual earnings reports of, Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme. They're both publicly traded companies. And contrary to what we might think, donut sales have been up the last 3 years for both of those companies. They're both expanding. And part of what you'll see in those reports are donuts are not just for breakfast anymore. They have a variety of items in these shops, of course. But one of the things Krispy Kreme included in their annual report is most of their sales are after 2 p.m. And the busiest time of day is 6 to 11 p.m. Part of what they think is driving that is millennials. They tend to snack later in the day. So that may be explaining why so many new donut stores in Springfield.
Now, I have to ask one other question. Why does a person want to be one of the first 100 in line at a donut shop?
Well, the very first one gets a dozen free donuts a week for a year. Then the 2 through 200 get a dozen a month for a year. And apparently people are willing to camp out overnight on a parking lot for that possibility.
Well, a well-known Springfield eatery and I guess microbrewery as well looks to be expanding northward, and we're not talking about Peoria Road.
Downtown Peoria, yeah. For Obed and Isaacs. They opened a couple of years ago in a restored house not too far from the Lincoln home, and it's become a very popular spot. They announced in the last week they plan to open another Obed and Isaacs, including a microbrewery and a restored church in downtown Peoria. Looks probably about mid-2016.
And the family that owns and operates that, they have really taken under several ventures in downtown Springfield, also antiques, bed and breakfast, and a coffee shop.
Court and Karen Kahn have been involved in a variety of historic restoration projects. They have the Widow at Windsor, which is an antique store, high-end antiques downtown. And the business they've been in for years is in at 835. It's a catering business, bed and breakfast.
There's also a business opening eventually here on Springfield's southeast side on Stevenson Drive, and that's in the former Eagle Grocery Store and the former Dane's Discount. And that will be a butcher shop, a meat processing facility. What's the latest on that?
Well, Magro Meats and Produce, which they have a facility in Auburn, and they're converting the former supermarket. It's just taken quite a bit longer than they anticipated, which not unusual in these major projects. But the owner, Tony Magro, is estimating now they should be open by the end of November. And just like the name suggests, they'll do on-site fresh meat processing, and they'll also have a produce section. So a bit of a small supermarket, if you will, for Stevenson Drive.
Keep in touch with what's going on the retail scene and elsewhere with Tim Landis daily in the State Journal Register.